野と佐野がお送りするグローバル視点で考えようポッドキャスト。日本生まれ日本育ち右脳派、カナダの語学学校、アメリカのコミカレ、4年生大学を卒業後、現在ボストンでスポーツテック系の会社に勤務中、アイルランド系アメリカ人と国際結婚をした宇野こと早紀江と、
日本生まれタイ育ち佐野派、アメリカの大学を卒業後東大大学院に進学し、現在は日本の再生医療系スタートアップで勤務中の佐野こと亜美が、日本と海外に住んで感じたことをそれぞれの視点から語り倒します。皆さんこんにちは。本日は最近いただいたメッセージから始めようと思います。ニックネームコミさん、お二人のお話の内容が好きで毎回楽しく聞かせてもらっています。私も友達とこういう話ができたらいいなぁといつも思っています。美容整形のトピックで身体集計障害という言葉が出てきたとき、私自身が悩んでいるのでなんだか少し嬉しかったです。あまり日本では知られてない障害で、まだ誰にも自分の悩みや苦しんでいることを言えてないので、それが今は辛いです。ポッドキャストで少しでもこの話題を取り上げてもらえて嬉しかったです、というお便りをいただきました。ありがとうございます、コミさん。
ありがとうございます。
体に関するこういった精神病というか病気ってやっぱりまだ知られてないっていうところはすごくあるし、そもそも気づきにくいっていうのはあると思います。やっぱりまだネガティブなイメージがあったりとか、その精神病とかこういった病気に対してのネガティブなイメージが強い世の中ではありますけれども、でもやっぱりこういった病気があるっていうことは知られなきゃいけないし、本当に悩んでる方はこみさん以外にもたくさんいるというふうには思っています。
なんかその面だとアメリカの方がちょっとずつオープンになってきてるのかなと思って、結構インフルエンサーとかでもこういう悩みがあったとか、こういうことで苦しんできたって言ってたモデルとかもいたような気がしたので、まあ別に日本もこうなってほしいって言ってるわけじゃなくて、例えばこうね、誰にも言えなくて苦しんでるときは、例えばそうやって公開している人たちの話を聞いてみて、うん、あ、自分だけじゃないんだとか、もしかしたらね、そういったコミュニティとかもあるかもしれないから、誰にも言えなくて苦しんでるって言っていたので、ぜひね、こう少しでも分かち合えるような仲間がいたらとか、それこそカウンセラーとかさ、セラピストとかも、そういう人たちはやっぱりこうやって苦しんでる人を助けるためにいるので、うん、そういう人たちに話してみるのも一つの手かなと思います。
そうだね、やっぱ専門家の手を借りるっていうのはすごく重要だと思うし、こういった病気って必ずしも完治とか根治っていうのが難しい場合もあるんですけども、まあ、そういった意味でどういうふうにしてうまく病気と付き合っていくかっていうのはやっぱりすごく重要になってくると思うので、そういうことで悩んでる方はぜひ専門家に話を知ってみるっていうのはありだよね。
ぜひコミさん、またね、近況報告だったり、私たちもこういったトピックは取り上げていきたいなと思うので、今後もよろしくお願いします。
お願いします。本日は久しぶりに私たちポッドキャストを撮るということで、英語でちょっと軽くゆるくチットチャットをしていきたいなと思います。なのでもうすぐこの後から英語に入ります。
So, Saki, this is the first recording in the longest time. What have we been up to?
I know, this is really a long time. It's not like you'reYou know, we kind of like our life got busy last couple months.
Yes.
So
I don't even know how long we've been away from talking to each other. So how we record our podcast is that we meet up maybe once every 2 weeks, and then we record like 1 to 2 episodes each time. So every month we at least talk to each other face to face online, maybe 2 or 3 times. Mm-hmm. But we've been away for over close to 2 months, I think.we've been like,
oh my gosh,
are you like in line, but we haven't been on call online for the longest time.
Yeah, well, I know you're busy too, but I was busy in April. I had like so many dance shows. Almost every week I had 5 dance shows. So like April was like 5 weekends. So 4 out of 5, I had like something every week.So in the March was more like the practice, and we are like 2 to 4 times a week, which is a lot because during the COVID time, we didn't really have anything. So it's kind of like back to normal all of a sudden, and like had a social life coming up, and there's the running race, and the work has been busy as always. So that was my excuse. It's just like my life got back to normal.
Yeah.
Almost normal. Yeah. How about you?
Same here. Well, the life is slowly getting back to pre-COVID here in Japan, but I've been kind of busy with work, and that's really pretty much it. And I think it's just like our timings didn't match up, and I know Saki had the running races that she was preparing for.
Oh, yeah,
there really was no big reason. It's just we've been busy with our like real life,
yeah,
away from online that we didn't talk for a long time.
Yeah, I had another running race, relay race too.
Which, and, yeah, I saw the post.
Yeah, so we run 200 miles, which is close to 350 kilometer, I think. And it's kind of like an ekiden. So we have a 12 yeah. people in the team and we run three times throughout 30 hours. Mm. And that was busy too, because I was leading the team. So all the logistics we needed to figure out. And then I was also away for the business trip in Canada. So that was another reason why we couldn't really get touch base.
Right.
So in Japan, like, do you guys get together as a big group? Do you have like events or nominikai maybe?
It's getting more and more, getting back to normal, but still, like, I don't see a huge group in one, you know, pub or one izakaya drinking. It's more like four people, five people.
Oh, really?
Maximum. And I personally have significantly less nomikai than I used to before mm-hmm. COVID, but it's very slowly, but coming back.
Yeah. The America is definitely came back because there's so many music festivals and running race and concerts. And I hosted a lot of like the events too. So, and usually like 10 to 20 people show. So it is pretty big group.
Mm.
But I see that Japan is still kind of like getting back to normal.
Yeah, recently the Japanese government opened up the border to foreigners. And I think the restriction or like the process you go through is a little less strict to get into Japan. So I would potentially have like business trips coming up.
I've seen a lot of Japanese people go to foreign country for sure. But still yeah. for foreigners, they need a visa to go to Japan though. So
but I think they're opening up the tourist visa as well, so which is better than before where it was pretty much everybody. So time away from podcasts, did it teach you anything?
Did it teach me anything? Not really, to be honest. But it was a nice refresh and a break, I think, because we kept going nonstop for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And especially during the pandemic, we are online, like we are running the mentorship program, our work became online, all the other events are online, and I was definitely tired of the online events or like anything about online. So I think that's why I was like kind of went aggressive with the in-person events and in-person connections with my friends that I haven't seen each other. So that was nice, like last 3-4 months that I was being social in person. And then, you know, I now feel like, all right, I'm ready to go back to the podcast too.
Yeah.
So how about you?
Same here. Like we've been doing it nonstop. And I think we've been doing it without really thinking. Like we just had to do it. And towards the end, well, not the end, but towards before our break, it was just like a process that it's not like we were, of course, I did have fun when I was talking to you and when we were discussing about something, but it was more of like a routine thing. Like we've always done it. So we'll have to do it. And so it was becoming a little bit too routine-like, and that was kind of not a breaking point, but we needed a break. And so I think 2 months away was a great break for both of us, and we've learned quite a lot from our offline life, and we focused more on our offline life, and like you, I'm pretty much ready to come back and record. And now that I'm recording, my communication is like a little slower because we've been away for so long, but I do enjoy it. So it'd be good to come back and, you know, record frequently and make it our fun routine again.
Right. Yeah. And then honestly, it's really nice to catch up with you because I think our mindset is very similar work-wise and the personal life-wise. We are so different. We do totally different things like our life, but I think the mindset's are similar. So when I talk about my life, you get me. So that's why I feel very easy to talk to you.
Yeah. And it's really good to have somebody that you can talk to both in Japanese and English and who can understand what you're going through and who can cheer you up whenever you need. And so it's really good to come back and talk. But yeah, I'm kind of lost in words because it's been so long. But yeah.
Do you speak English when you live in Japan?
I do, curious. Here and there. Depends.
Yeah.
On at work, I speak lesser now that mostly my workplace has Japanese people. So when I'm dealing with a foreign company, of course, I do speak in English, but within like my company, we mostly speak in Japanese. And then when I call my brother who's living in Europe, his mother tongue is Japanese, but he's more comfortable with English. And he's a very like deep in thought kind of person. So whenever he wants to discuss about something, we do speak in English.
Wow, interesting. Most of your friends are Japanese speaker or
both? A lot of my friends are like have done schooling abroad, like they went to university in the US or in Europe, so they do speak English. So when I speak to them, I speak English and Japanese, like Janglish, like mixed up together. But this kind of like normal typical conversation, it's been a while speaking English. Okay. So that's kind of, I think that's one of the reason why I'm kind of lost in words. My brain getting used to the English.
Wow, that's so funny. But that's so true though. Yeah, if I don't speak either the language Japanese or English for a while, it takes time to kind of like speak fluently.
Yeah, I think at this point, even if I don't speak English for year, 2 years, 5 years, I will still be able to speak it. It's just switching my brain to the English way would take a little bit of time. And I think that's kind of where I'm at right now. I've just been away from English for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe last question, any plans for the upcoming summer?
Yeah. So actually from next week, I'll go to Europe trip for 2.5 weeks. And
first this time was like landing in Europe.
First time in Europe. Yes. Finally, that's why I'm so excited. And this was like originally planned pre-COVID in 2020. We were planning to go to Ireland. My husband's family still live there, so we were gonna go visit. And yeah, obviously that 2020 got canceled. So we've been waiting for the right timing and we are like, yeah, this is it. So 2022, here we come. So we're gonna go to Ireland first. We're gonna go to London. I'm gonna stay at my friend's house from high school, and I'm going to Paris. And we're probably going to go to one more city that we haven't really decided yet.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, every time we have a long vacations, like I always go back to Japan. And, you know, during the school time, like a student's time, I didn't have money, so I couldn't really go to Europe.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford Europe. So that's why, like, it's been so long that I started to wanting to go to Europe. So very excited about this trip.
Nice. I've only been to like a very small bit of Europe. I've lived in London for a couple of months, and then I've also lived in Edinburgh in Scotland for half a year. And I've also visited Amsterdam in the Netherlands. So I do have a recommendation for you in London.
Yes.
And please, if you do have time, I do recommend like going up to Scotland. If you're a big lover of nature, or if Jeff likes scotch, then definitely Scotland is a place to visit.
He likes Irish whiskey because he's Irish.
But yeah, the nature is really... They filmed Harry Potter up there. So there's like big lakes and huge mountains, and it's really beautiful. And a couple of places I do definitely recommend you visiting in London as well. But yeah, that sounds exciting.
Yeah. That's happening in June. So the rest of the summer is like basically not much big plan. We definitely gonna go camping, but we have a summer house, but we are renting out to the guests. But we're planning to stay there here and there.
Nice.
Yeah. How about you?
I don't really have a plan yet. But I do have an announcement. I recently got married.
What? It's okay. Quick, I didn't expect you gonna say that in this episode.
Yeah, okay. It's a quick casual.
Congratulations!
Yay! But honestly, like the way I just announced it, it was nothing romantic. Well, yeah, the actual getting married, like signing paper and all that, was nothing romantic about it. But yeah, I recently got married, so we want to take a trip over to somewhere in Japan, just because we can't really take a long days off yet. So yeah, we might go down to Okinawa or somewhere south for the summer for a couple of days, but we don't really have a plan. So we'll start thinking about something soon,
I guess. Wow, congratulations.
Thanks.
I mean, honestly, I didn't think you were gonna say that in really? This episode.
I mean, I was just gonna, you know, it's, we already did it, so why not announce yeah. it, right? But yeah.
Well, maybe in the separate episode, I can dig your relationships and stuff.
It's now open.
Yes, now it's open.
Yeah, yeah, sure. But yeah, I haven't been talking about my personal like relationship thing. I kind of mentioned that I had somebody, but I never really talked about it in detail like Sakie does about Jason.
But you don't, but yeah, you don't need to, you know?
I mean, now that I'm married, to. Like, yeah, you know, before we were just dating, so I didn't want it to like discuss too much just right. in case we break up.
Yeah, yeah.
But now that we're married, yeah, sure, I could talk about him.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, I think ever since we started a podcast, I was already married. That's why I was able to talk about.
But that's my like, partner. You got married and then like, right, or I think you were going through the process of getting married, and that's right. when we really started. So yeah,
nice.
Big change in life, right? We yes. we have a dog now, we have a puppy now, and
we have
I'm a married woman.
Yeah, car.
Yeah, car too. Wow.
Yes, just... I think that's another main reason. Yeah, your life got really changed this couple months.
True. True yeah. that.
And having dog changed your life for real.
It really does. I honestly think they're probably not as hard as actual child.
Of course, yeah.
But it's close mm-hmm. and it's up there. And yeah. our puppy is still a puppy. And yeah, there's a lot. Like, you know, like one day she came and she was walking fine. And then the other minute she was like limping on her limping. Aww. And I was like, what happened? So I had to carry my puppy who was like 15 kilogram, yeah. quite heavy.
Yeah.
I had to carry her to the vet because she couldn't walk.
Aww.
So I was like,
was she okay?
Yeah. No, nothing. Yeah. It wasn't serious. She didn't break her bone or anything, but
oh,
yeah,
okay.
having a dog is one big responsibility, and
yeah,
yeah, a lot have changed in this
yeah.
first half of this year, and mm-hmm. I think that's kind of another reason why I had to take a break from yeah. podcast. But now that we're back, I'm married and I have a puppy and I have a car.
Yeah,
he is going
has changed.
On. Yeah,
my real. Life hasn't really changed, to be honest.
But no, I think first time in Europe is definitely something that is exciting, and it's a very different culture from the US for sure.
I bet, yeah,
you will enjoy every bit of it, and
yeah.
I will, after this call, I'm going to tell you where to visit in London and what to eat in London. So wait for that.
Yes, please. Yes. Thank you.
But yeah, so today's episode, it was just us chatting about our past 2 months of being away from podcast and our plans for the summer and our recent changes in life and...
Yours change.
My change in life. It was just a really casual chat, but I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be back to our normal posting routine. Maybe I don't know if we can post weekly, but definitely after Saki comes back from the mm-hmm. Europe trip, and we can definitely grill her on what she did in Europe.
Yeah.
So really looking forward to that. And yes, about my and relationship.
Then, yes, yes. Please, that's first. That comes sure. first.
For sure. But thank you for listening, and we hope to be back and filming again.
Yes. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
See you next time. Bye.
今回のエピソードに質問がある方は私たちに連絡をお願いします。メールアドレスは contact.unosono@gmail.com、 Facebook のうのとそのコミュニティへ参加をすることによって私たちと直接やり取りをしたり、エピソードの裏話なども聞けるので、ぜひ参加してください。
もし共感する、役に立ったと思う方は Apple のポッドキャストでレビューを書いてください。今後触れてほしいトピックや感想などはショーノートのお便りボックスから送ってください。
宇野とサノの SNS やポッドキャストのフォローも忘れないでください。 We'll see you next time. Bye.